Calvin Harris, Justin Timberlake, Halsey, and Pharrell Williams. Saying stay. Stay with me. Stay tuned to the sound of 88 FM, Radio Life and Style, live on a Tuesday morning. And you're still with me, Mike in the Morning, taking you through your Tuesday. And as we round out the morning show, we've saved the best for last. And I told you we'd be getting into a cool property chat, a real estate roundup right now on the morning show. And we're in really good company. In fact, we've got a full studio. We've got cameras rolling. And we've got some big names in the house joining us. Just jetted into the Dolphin Coast. Yael Geffen, CEO of Sotheby's International Realty SA, in the house, on the microphone. No stranger to radio, by the way. And Yael, good morning. How are you doing? Welcome to Bolito. Welcome back to 88
Thank
FM.
Thank you. I love Bolito. Sabrina Errico on my left here is a principal and owner of our Sotheby's International Realty Bolito and Umhlanga. And she dragged me to gym this morning.
Oh, my word.
So I love Bolito. Bolito's the best. And I'm so happy to be on your show, Mike.
It's great to have you. And Sabrina, welcome to you as well alongside us here. I've got some really... really glowing introductions that I found on the internet. They must all be true. So we're going to get into that.
None of them are true.
How are you doing, Sabrina? Are you well today?
Very well. Thank you, Mark.
Fantastic. And look, let's quickly set the scene. For those that don't already know, Yael Geffen, CEO and shareholder of Sotheby's International Realty South Africa. You grew up in a real estate dynasty established by your grandmama way back when. The Geffen name is synonymous with property excellence in South Africa. And prior to joining the family business in 2009, you've acquired extensive real estate marketing, brand building, and business development experience in the U.S. And you're also an accomplished public and motivational speaker, which is kind of what brings you to this neck of the woods. We're going to be talking about a really exciting talk that you're involved with. It's happening, I think, tomorrow. Is that right?
Yes, tomorrow at the Pencil Club. I've been invited to be part of the TED Talks roundtable.
Wow.
I've never been to the Pencil Club, so I'm really excited.
It's so cool, so cool.
Is it? I heard it's quite the place. So it's quite nice. It's called Leaders and Their Legacy.
Wow.
And or Legacy and Their Leaders. And you can actually book on Quicket if you want to come. But I believe that I'm on a panel with some inspirational leaders that have legacy businesses.
Wow. So you're really going to be in good company yourself there.
I hope so. Maybe I can do some nice deals while I'm there.
And look, you're no stranger to radio either. I believe you produced and hosted your own radio show for many years. Is that right?
Back in the day. Long time ago.
Well, it's good to have you back on the microphone. And Sabrina, also a veteran of radio. She loves the microphone. Not really.
She hates me right now because I dragged her here. So the condition was I will go to gym with you. But then I'll get to drag you to the radio station.
Oh, man. But Sabrina, we were just saying, as you were walking to the studio here, all the greetings and the hellos you're getting, you're really well-known and respected in the area. And you've got a really glowing and impressive career in real estate. As you know, you've founded your own real estate brands. You've headed up fantastic offices, and before, of course, seeing the light and and joining the fray with Sotheby's International Realty. Was it back in 2018 that you joined forces and became a part of the family, so to speak? Hey?
Yeah, I think it was. Hey? Wow. Yael hounded me for a year.
Really?
And then arrived at my office and wouldn't leave.
I still haven't left.
And how did Sabrina pop up on your radar, Yael?
So it was actually in 2017. And
oops.
It's okay. It's fine. We'll forget that 1 year. And what happened was we were doing our Sapphire Awards for our agents in the area. Yeah. So it's an awards regional event that we give out top prizes to our agents that have done well and our broker owners.
It's a big deal.
And I said to one of the ladies that were working for me at the time, who is the best independent realtor in Bolito, because I wanted to grow the franchise network in the Dolphin Coast.
Yeah.
And the name that popped up was Sabrina Errico, Home Zone. And I went and I looked at all her listings and I thought, wow, 20 years, you know, on her own in real estate, incredible, and a very, very strong independent brand. So I just literally rocked up at her office, and I've never left.
You made an offer Sabina couldn't refuse.
I just think we started a friendship. You know, business is based on trust.
Yeah.
And we hit it off from word go, and you do business with people you like. And we like each other, and she has such great integrity.
I don't like you right now.
I know she hates me right now. But you have to do the things that scare you, and radio scares her, and that's why she's here. And because you're very good. You're very good at what you do. You know, Mike, you were saying, everyone knows her.
Yeah.
We were walking now, five people. Hi, Sabrina. Hi, Sabrina. She knows her stock. She knows where people have moved. She knows her clients. And she's so passionate about this business, and we're so lucky to have her.
Well, this is why we've got you in the house now, because we want to talk to the experts. We want to get a perspective on what things really look like on the local real estate sector in KZN, on the North Coast. We hear all kinds of anecdotal stuff, but it's always cool to actually touch base with people that are on the coal face. From your perspective, I know you were just on the phone before we went on air, Sabrina, and you were talking to someone with some very interesting figures, sound like you were discussing. What is your current view on the real estate sector in Greater Ballito at the moment? How are things looking right now? How healthy are we at the end of 2022?
You know, I think Ballito has always been healthy. I mean, I remember coming here in 2008, and we were technically in a recession, and we were selling properties like hotcakes, even as a no-name brand. You know, we have had quite a few hits, obviously, with the looting and obviously the load shedding and everything else that goes wrong in Ballito. But I always say to all my clients, I think that's why we have all those things, because Ballito is such a great place to live, and you actually have to pay something, okay, to have the lifestyle that we have. We're still finding a lot of, there's a huge demand, and we are battling with stock.
I suppose that as problems go, that's probably a quality problem, I suppose, you know.
It's tough, you know, like we're asking about first-time homeowners and stuff. And I mean, most young families want to have your properties between, say, 2.2 and 3.5. And if we could just get stock like that, we'd probably sell 30 properties a month.
Wow.
I know that I've chatted to the originators this month as well. And I don't know if it's the interest rate or if it's the load shedding or if it's just a bit of everything. But it has quietened down. We are seeing a lot less inquiries. And we're just hoping that more stock's going to come in.
Bottom line,
we need stock. We need stock. You know, your entry levels in the estates, I mean, if you look at Zimbali Lakes, which has just launched, I mean, your entry level on a piece of land is $2,995,000, and that's just the land.
Wow.
So it takes a lot of young families out the picture.
Yeah, it does kind of exclude a chunk of a potential buying market.
100%. I mean, we listed a little Ballito Hills the other day at 1750. My agent sold it within a week.
Wow.
So if it's priced right, it's gone.
It's going to move. And looking at the performance over the last year of your office, how's that picture looking, and how are you feeling about the year ahead, potentially?
Sure. You know, when we came out of COVID, we hadn't opened up to Joburg yet, and we had, I don't know, I think it was about 7 or 8 offers that had come in on properties, and we just could not get these offers through. The sellers weren't budging, the buyers weren't coming up, and it was quite frustrating. And I sat back and I thought, what is going on? Because we've never actually experienced that here.
Yeah.
And what I realized later was the minute Joburg opened and was allowed to come back,
boom,
we tripled our sales.
Sure.
So it was basically what had been happening, I think, is that your Hillcrest, Westville, all those buyers were coming into Ballito or trying to get into Ballito after COVID.
Yeah.
And yeah, they just didn't have the buying power that Joburg had. So even though we had 99% investors pre-COVID, when we came out of COVID, all our local guys were trying to move here. I mean, we had people in Zimbali who took their houses off the market because they were moving to Ballito. I mean, they said, we're not selling anymore. We're going to come back and, you know, live our lifestyle.
So the, I mean, and that is, you know, the Bolito lifestyle is kind of this legendary thing. That
Mark, it's amazing.
The word travels now. It's become this. I mean, according to the figures that I've recently heard, we are officially in the hottest and fastest growing municipal node in the country. Obviously, Yale, you've got a perspective on things on a national level. Are you optimistic? Are you proud with the performance that Bolito has been exhibiting post COVID? Are you feeling bullish on the outlook for the future?
So I love Bolito, and I've fallen in love with it even more since I've known Sabrina, because she's introduced me to all the nooks and crannies. It's such a dynamic place. It is really a beautiful place to live. We've seen so much semigration in the country.
That's that buzzword, hey?
Yes, it really is. And it's not going anywhere because of this Zoom culture and this ability now to work remote. People are choosing lifestyle. They want to go where they want to be, you know. And Bolito is certainly the place. KZN has had its knocks, but, you know, I'd like to remind people what happened in the Western Cape. Remember the water shortages and the fires. And the Western Cape is booming right now. I mean, the market's becoming quite saturated because of lifestyle. People are all moving there. They're doing brilliantly. So the opportunity is definitely here in Bolito. Lots of value for money. And I do believe, I think things are going to correct. I think our country needs to come right. But the appetite will certainly be there, and I would buy in Bolito tomorrow.
Well, you know what? I happen to know that the principal of...
she won't be negotiable on commission, I can tell you that.
Would you put Bolito in that Zoom town category, along with those Western Cape coastal towns that have experienced the post-COVID surge in demand? Do you think we're going to follow that pattern?
Absolutely. Already following it. And, you know, we looked at the Bolito accommodation, what's happening with holidays, and they have had a fantastic July, and they got a jam-packed December. And when people are on holiday, they look at second homes. And it's only an hour away from Joburg. It's such a pleasurable flight. I love that King Shaka Airport. It's so close to Bolito.
Actually, Bolito accommodation had their best year in July, their best months in July and August in 5 years.
Is that a fact?
This year, and they're 98% booked out for December.
Wow, wow. I mean, these are figures we want to hear.
And that's an indication, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Those are all the green lights. And we're looking forward to a really strong then end to 2022. It's been a bit of a roller coaster, or the last couple of years have been, but the resilience, you know, the trend in the graph seems like it's holding. And you know, this is ultimately what we want to be putting out there, you know, in the face of negative stuff, doom and gloom. Let's get to the truth. Let's look at the data. Let's get the real perspective on what things are looking like.
Well, the luxury market, Mike, is back, which is fantastic because it's been quiet for a while. So nationally, our figures went from 2.8 the previous year in a national average to 3 mil.
So that's a bump.
It's wonderful because the luxury market is back, and that's a wonderful sign.
And look, let's be honest, Bolito is a luxury destination. I mean, that's a large piece of the pie, right? I mean, that's why the first time buyers are kind of being sidelined. Yeah. Looking at all of this exciting, inspiring stuff, both of you, as inspiring individuals yourselves in your industry, inspiring women in leadership positions within the fast-paced world of high-end real estate, I wanted to ask, as we reach the top of the hour, is there any advice that you received at some point in your career that's kind of stood you in good stead, Sabrina? Anything that you think back on?
Work hard.
Short and sweet. There's no shortcuts. work hard, put your 100%. Head down.
You know, I don't think people realize the amount of work that goes into being a real estate agent. It's a 24-hour job.
It really, you're always on, hey?
24/7.
And you have to be if you want to be in that Absolutely. Top tier. I mean, look, there's a lot of agents in this town, let's be honest, but not all of them are performing at your level, and there are no shortcuts. What you put in, you get out.
always say there's a lot of attorneys, there's a lot of agents, there's a lot of shops, there's a lot of restaurants, there's a lot of, so in any business that you're in, there's always going to be competition.
For sure.
I just, you know, I always feel, I've always run my office as a team. I think it's very important. I've actually, probably shouldn't say this on radio, but fired people for not being team players in my office.
Really?
100%. We all work together. We all stick together. And we all help each other.
And that's obviously a key point of difference, because it can be a really cutthroat, every person enough, for themselves.
There's enough competition out there. We don't need it in the office. So.
I totally agree. And Yael, from your side, is there any advice that you often reflect back on that you received that's kind of stood you in good stead?
Well, firstly, I'm just as passionate as Sabrina regarding teamwork, because you can have a toxic work culture if there's one person, you know, what's it, one bad egg creates a rotten, I don't know, I always get my sayings wrong, makes a bad bunch. I do believe that you need to know your subject matter inside and out. As a woman entering any field in entrepreneurship, whether it be real estate or not. And I do feel that we need each other. We need to collaborate more. So my advice would be get a mentor. And mine is Margaret Hirsch.
Hey, well, you've also arrived in the right part of the country to connect with Margaret.
Completely. And if you find that mentor, that person will help shape your career and give you the confidence and give you the advice. And there's nothing better than someone else vouching for you.
Yeah.
Nothing better. So also for women to put up their hand, you know, there's statistics, Mike, that if someone asks a question, a woman feels she has to be 70% sure to answer versus a man who needs to be 30% sure. And that's a confidence thing. And ask as many questions as possible. One thing I've always prided myself on is I don't pretend to know everything.
Yeah.
And the only way you'll learn and create those relationships and support is by asking questions.
Don't be afraid to let people know that you don't know everything.
You don't know everything. And anyone who says they do really doesn't know.
There you go. Look, as we reach the top of the hour, as we round out our little chat here, clearly you both know your industry inside and out. And for those listening to this thinking, you know, this is the team that I want helping me find that perfect spot or maybe helping me sell a fantastic piece of real estate, how can potential property buyers or sellers get in touch with and engage with the services of the property professionals at Lugeff and Sotheby's, Belitas, Sotheby's International Realty? Sabrina, what's this?
911.
I love that.
Speed dial 911. You can reach us on the office number, which is 032-946-1818. And I'm really hoping that my marketing, Instagram and Facebook is good enough that you've all seen it already.
There you go. It's out there. And I've seen it. And now you've heard it right here.
If you're still struggling, Mike, and you go to sotheby'srealty.co.za. But Sabrina's office is all over Facebook, all over Instagram, and they shoot so many local great videos about the veterans of Belito and Umhlanga and really support the community. You'll find her, and then you'll see her car. You'll see her car as well. Very passionate about branding. So definitely give her a call if you're looking to buy or sell. They're the right people.
There you go. And catch Yael at the Pencil Club tomorrow if you're still able to. Quicket, hey?
Quicket, yeah. Quicket.co.za. And the tickets are 450 Rand. And I'm so excited because it's been my dream to be delivering a powerful talk on a TED stage one day. And this is my intro, thanks to Glenda, my PR lady, who got me in. But it's very exciting to be talking about a legacy brand, because if you look at South Africa and the way business is going, if you're an entrepreneur or in a family business, you have a very strong chance of success, even with recessions, even with load shedding. So it's going to be fantastic to talk about that.
I love this idea of legacy, and I think it's we'll definitely need to connect again and talk about this in more detail when you're back in the hood. Since you love Belito so much, I'm sure it won't be long before you're back again. Yeah,
I create every excuse to come here, every excuse, because I love it here so much.
There you go. And I think Sabrina did such a great job today. She's she's going to have to co-host with you again because now she's taken to it. I can see. She's fallen in love with
Mark,
the microphone.
Don't push it.
Oh, man. Thanks for being my special guests today, both of you. Yael Geffen, CEO, Sotheby's International Realty SA.
Can I throw one thing in quickly?
Sabrina.
I was chatting to our bond originator earlier this morning, trying to prepare for this terrible moment. And she was saying to us that the banks were actually very hungry.
Oh, really?
Very hungry to give out bond finance. So if somebody wants to buy, now's the time.
Now's the time. And Sabrina will be right in your corner, helping you on every step of the journey. Sabrina Errico, principal of Lugef and Sotheby's, Belita and Mhlanga. Ladies, thank you so much for your time on this Tuesday morning. Have a terrific rest of your Tuesday. Until we connect again right here on Radio Life and Style.
Absolutely. And I'm dragging her in next time as well.
You heard it. Bringing you back to the music with Jesse Clegg and the Speed of Light.